Terry Wogan.
It's the housewife's choice, Terry Wogan.
Bear with me.
Yes,
oh, yeah, just bear with me.
Bear with me.
Bear with me a moment.
If you would. Let's hang on to
what we've got. My mother always, because mothers remember things like that, remembers me doing commentaries along with the radio. And I was always obsessed with the radio.
Right. And the curious.
Please don't stop your singing of the floral dance. Never have I laughed as much as I did this morning. Signed, a music lover. See, they're not all locked up yet.
Each one making the most of his chance. Whoops! All together in the floral dance.
I sing like a bird.
This is the Terry Wogan Show on Radio 2.
Everything is working perfectly, except perhaps Lorraine Chase.
Hello, sweetheart.
Yes, hello. Hello yourself.
Linda from Northampton. I am your other listener. Steady, Linda. Steady. That's a claim not many would make. I fell for your voice many years ago, drifting into my room. I imagined a tall, manly Adonis. And then I saw you on television, and that's when the headache started.
Bob Monkhouse says that I've got it sewn up because my radio program is based on scripts provided by my listeners, the unpaid script writers, and then I take these unpaid scripts which they write for me, put them into a book, and sell them back to them. I suppose it's true.
Who is this tall lump of lard?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kenny Everett Show.
Terry Wogan.
That's better.
There's a great deal of bloodletting, of course. Your feud with Jimmy Young.
Well, yes, there would be if he had any blood.
Ah.
Two faces that stop the clock on the front of the Radio Times.
I've known Pando for years.
They could put you on wheels and you could have two nurses, one on either side of the stage.
Very funny. What's this lady's name?
It's Mrs. Helen Wogan of somewhere near Maidenhead. Anyone hurt? Ha-ha, triumph.
Wake up to Wogan on Radio 2.
Mrs. Hersey says we should join them for supper and a few games. They don't bother with television and most evenings have it off.
And in this crazy life...
This is it, then. This is the day I've been dreading. The inevitable morning when you and I come to the parting of the ways. Now, I'm not going to pretend that this is not a sad day. You probably hear it in my voice. I'm going to miss you. Thank you. Thank you for being my friend.